Hello.
Hi, is that Ross?
Yes.
Hi, it's Francesca calling from INSO about your Scottish redress scheme. Is
Oh,
that
yeah.
talk?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've got time just
Yeah.
now.
Yeah, perfect. So it'll take about 20 minutes, is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine, Paul.
Yeah, perfect. So before we begin, I just need to take some details off you for data protection purposes, is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, so would I be able to get your full name, please?
It's Ross McFadden.
And have you been known by any previous name, so before you
No.
were in care or during?
No.
No. And your date of birth?
It's 22/11/1979.
And your current address?
It is flat 01, 94 Gallowhill Road, Paisley.
And your postcode?
PAC4TY.
Okay, perfect. So just to let you know, okay, so all calls are recorded for training and quality purposes, okay? And in regards to contacting you, it's usually via telephone, email, and text message. Are those all okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the email we have on file for you is rossmcfadden2026@gmail.com, yeah?
Yeah.
So obviously, I appreciate discussing experiences connected to this application can be difficult and upsetting. So if at any point
Yeah.
during the call, if you need a break or if you want any explanation or extra support, just let me know, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
And do you suffer from any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you wish to make me aware of?
No.
No, no problem. So the purpose of the call today, so I'll explain the redress scheme to you. I'll go through your options, explain how INS law operates, discuss funding and fees, and then gather information then to assess whether and how we can assist you. Does that sound
Yeah.
okay?
Huh?
Yeah. So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies, and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. So it's important that you know all of your options before you decide whether to instruct us. So you're able to apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme by yourself without a solicitor. Or you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme. So they're paid directly by the government for assisting you with your application.
Yeah.
So under that scheme, those solicitors can receive up to £2,000 plus the VAT from the government for assisting you regardless of whether you're successful or not with the application.
Yeah.
So INS law doesn't operate under the statutory scheme, so we don't claim government-funded fees. So if you decide to instruct us, you'd be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement. So we're not paid by the government for assisting you.
Yeah.
So at this stage, would I just be able to confirm if you've instructed any of the solicitors to act for you in relation to an application to the scheme at all?
No.
No, no problem. So with our agreement, so we operate on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if you're unsuccessful, you will pay nothing. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you pay nothing.
Yeah.
So if you are successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees consist of basic charges based on the time spent and a success fee.
Yeah.
However, the total fees, they're capped at no more than 16% plus the VAT of your redress payments. You'll never pay more than that agreed cap. So do you have any questions for me so far?
No, that's simple.
No? No, perfect. So it's important to make clear, so we can't guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of
Yeah.
reward the scheme may award you. So they operate on a discretionary basis. So I can explain that in greater detail as well during the call. So if you decide to instruct us, what we assist with, so we discuss your eligibility to apply to the scheme. We gather and review all the evidence for you, and then we prepare and submit the application. We do all the corresponding with the redress scheme, and then we can advise you on any offer made and assist with any reconsideration or review process within the scheme as well. So we'll also explain the statutory waiver to you before you decide whether to accept anything if an offer is made. And it's important if you accept an award, it can affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to
Yeah.
matters. So you're not expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences. So you also have a right to cancel. So if you decide to proceed with us, you have a 14-day cancellation period after you sign the agreement. So you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And you can also authorise us to begin work immediately while your cancellation rights still remain. So would you be happy for us to do that?
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, perfect. And just so we're able to formally act for you as well, we'll require proof of your identity for verification purposes, so as to comply with anti-money laundering regulations. So following this conversation, I'll send you all the information via email to what we can accept and things like that. So it's usually a photographic ID, so a passport, driving license, or we also accept birth certificate. And then
I have the only photographic ID I have is a citizen card.
Yeah, so is it what's it called? I forget this word all the time. Is it the salt eye card? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's citizen card.
Yeah, so we might be able to set that. I'll have to confirm, but if not, we can do three letters instead. So with the proof of address, so with your name, current address, and then if it's dated within the last 3 months, so we can do three letters instead.
Yeah.
If that's possible.
No problem.
So we'll just go through the application process now if you're ready. Is that okay?
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. So first question, a bit of the heavy straight one off the bat, but have you been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses at all?
No.
And regarding your application, you're able to nominate a beneficiary. So if anything was to happen to you, we'd then be in contact with them. Would you like to add one?
No, not at the moment.
No? Okay. You can do this at a later date if you want to, or you can leave it blank. Just send us an email or call us with the information and that's fine. Have you received any relevant payments for, so any criminal injuries compensation, anything relating to the abuse, court-ordered damages, settlements, advance payment scheme payments, anything like that?
No, nothing at all.
And do you have any criminal convictions at all?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's for criminal convictions over with an imprisonment of 5 years or more?
Uh-huh.
Or anything for rape or murder? Does that either of those apply?
Yeah.
So is it
the length of sentence?
Yeah, no problem. So if you're happy to proceed with us, when we send your application to redress, they'll send back a package regarding the criminal status and stuff, but we can get those records for you.
Uh-huh.
Would I just be able to ask where you were placed during the sentence?
It was Lomas Prison.
Where was that one, sorry?
190 Cross Hill Road, Bishop Briggs, Glasgow.
And what was it for?
For the charges?
Yeah.
Yeah, assault.
Okay, no problem. And just some further questions. So do you happen to recall the address that you were in prior to being placed into care?
Well, prior to being placed into care, I think it would have been 7 Fullerton Street, Paisley.
Would you able to spell the street name for me, sorry?
Yeah, it's Fullerton, Fullerton.
And would I be able to grab your parents' names, please?
Yeah, my mum's name is Janice Mitchell.
Yeah, and your father?
Alexander McFadden.
Okay, and did your mum ever use McFadden, or is it always Mitchell?
Always Mitchell.
And would I be able to take the name of the GP surgery you're currently registered with, please?
Yeah, I'm trying to think through the name, the actual name of it.
If you know the address or anything like that.
The address is, just went mind blank. Yeah, we said, I'll just be able to remember. Northcroft Medical Centre.
Sorry, I can't spell.
Northcroft.
Northcroft Medical.
And there's Northcroft Street, Paisley.
Check. Northcroft Medical Center, perfect. And just one more thing as well. So with your application now, so with your file on our end, so would you be able to provide a password? So if anyone is to contact you about the redress scheme at all, if you ask them for the password and if they can't provide it, then you know it's not us.
Yeah.
So it's just an extra form of safety. Is that okay? So is there anything?
Yeah.